Book 4. At 400 miles they stopped to eat. At 1,000 miles they pitched their camp. They had traveled for just 3 days and nights, a 6 weeks' journey for ordinary men. When the sun was setting, they dug a well. They filled their waterskins with fresh water. Gilgamesh climbed to the mountaintop. He poured out flour as an offering and said, "Mountain, bring me a favorable dream." Enkidu did the ritual for dreams, praying for a sign. A gust of wind passed. He built a shelter for the night, placed Gilgamesh on the floor, and spread a magic circle of flour around him, then sprawled like a net across the doorway. Gilgamesh sat there with his chin on his knees, and sleep overcame him, as it does all men. At midnight he awoke. He said to Enkidu, "What happened? Did you touch me? Did a god pass by? What makes my skin creep? Why am I cold?" "Enkidu, dear friend, I have had a dream, a horrible dream. We were walking in a gorge, and when I looked up, a huge mountain loomed, so huge that we were as small as flies. Then the mountain fell down on top of us. Dear friend, tell me, what does this mean?" Enkidu said, "Don't worry, my friend. The dream you had is a favorable one. The mountain stands for Humbaba. He will fall just like that mountain. Lord Shamash will grant us victory. We will kill the monster and leave his corpse on the battlefield." Gilgamesh, happy with his good dream, smiled, and his face lit up with pleasure. At 400 miles they stopped to eat. At 1,000 miles they pitched their camp. They had traveled for just 3 days and nights, a 6 weeks' journey for ordinary men. When the sun was setting, they dug a well. They filled their waterskins with fresh water. Gilgamesh climbed to the mountaintop. He poured out flour as an offering and said, "Mountain, bring me a favorable dream." Enkidu did the ritual for dreams, praying for a sign. A gust of wind passed. He built a shelter for the night, placed Gilgamesh on the floor, and spread a magic circle of flour around him, then sprawled like a net across the doorway. Gilgamesh sat there with his chin on his knees, and sleep overcame him, as it does all men. At midnight he awoke. He said to Enkidu, "What happened? Did you touch me? Did a god pass by? What makes my skin creep? Why am I cold?" "Enkidu, dear friend, I have had a dream more horrible than the first. I looked up, and a huge mountain loomed. It threw me down. It pinned me by the feet. A terrifying brightness hurt my eyes. Suddenly, a young man appeared. He was shining and handsome. He took me by the arm. He pulled me out from under the mountain. He gave me water. My heart grew calm. Dear friend, tell me, what does this mean?" Enkidu said, "Don't worry, my friend. The dream you had is a favorable one. Again, the mountain stands for Humbaba. He threw you down, but he could not kill you. As for the handsome young man who appeared, he stands for Lord Shamash, who will rescue you and grant you everything you desire." Gilgamesh, happy with his good dream, smiled, and his face lit up with pleasure.